Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Sanger Silver Bird was an enormous project which took years of research. Along the way, he had to solve many of the problems of space flight. Sanger knew that putting a vehicle into space was one thing, getting it back was another. The space plane would have required a booster section and 2 miles of rail to get the winged craft into space. It was never completed. June 1944, the first V-1 missile attack on Britain. They were made in a secret place called Peenemünde. Peenemünde is also the birthplace of another weapon many times more ambitious, the A-4 rocket. After numerous failures, two men lead a team of scientists that would eventually put a rocket into space. Also on the drawing board is the multi-stage A-9A-10, designed to reach America. All the components were coming together just as Germany was falling apart. The spacemen were waiting for a new sponsor. America.
This is Warbird Radio.
It is the Wix Warbird Weekly Live here on WarbirdRadio.com. We're coming to you live here on June 16th. It is a Wednesday. It's at night, and you know it's us here keeping you company this evening here on Warbird Radio. As you might know, our co-host Zane Adams is on vacation this week, so filling in for him is a person who is most able to fill his shoes. The creator of the Wix Internet Forum and Warbird Information Exchange, Scott Rose. Scott, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I haven't heard from you in weeks here, and it's good to finally hear your voice, and glad you could join us tonight and keep us a little bit of company here. And we're just going to have a really, really, very casual show, just talking about, you know, what's going on with Warbirds this week and keeping things out there and stuff. So have you been doing anything exciting? Any new updates or progress on the board or anything like that?
I've been mainly working on some of the older sections of the board, trying to get them up to date. Right now I'm working on the experimental section, or experimental aircraft section for the British Aviation Resource Center. So that's been my primary focus for the last week or so.
That's cool. That's cool. I know that you put a lot of hard work and effort into it, and I know how much work you have seen, because I've actually seen like the entire inner workings and like the big file structure inside there. And I mean, you definitely have a lot from what is it, almost 10 years now, or more than 10 years that Wix and WRG has been up on the internet.
Next March will be 15 years.
Holy cow, you've got a teenager.
Pretty much. It seems like that sometimes. It gets a little unruly.
Yeah. I know that the Wix has been a little hopping this week. There's been a little bit of the early summer, you know, grumpiness. I've noticed that there's been some kind of rowdy topics and stuff. But hey, that's what you expect on an internet site too. So maybe that's showing its teenage years and stuff on there. So
possibly.
Yeah. So, well, one of the big news items this week, and before I get to that, actually, I'm going to say our number. We want you to join us. Give us a call over here at the show tonight. Give us a call at 478-787-4768. Again, 478-787-4768. You can get a hold of us here and talk to us live here at Warbird Radio or at the Wix Warbird Weekly Live, or you can also Skype us at Warbird Radio is our Skype handle, or send us an email. Wix@warbirdradio.com will get to us if you don't have access to a phone right now, and ask questions away. Just go ahead. But anyways, a big news item this week. I don't know if you'd heard, Scott, that the Swamp Ghost, the B-17 that had been recovered from Papua New Guinea, is finally back here in the States, and it was publicly unveiled this past week, actually last Saturday, in Long Beach, California, to a crowd out there, kind of in honor of David Talachet and his family and his estate and such. And the fuselage was right there, and one of our Wix members was out there. Two of our Wix members were out there to capture the event on film. So that's some great news to finally hear. I know I've been reading about Swamp Ghost ever since probably the first Warbirds International magazine I ever read. When was the first time you heard about it, Scott? I mean, it's like Warbird history almost.
It is Warbird history. It's been a subject of discussion for years, at least a decade, I would say.
Oh yeah.
I ran across it when I was collecting some of the older aviation magazines. The first talk about recovering it and all the problems and stuff that were being run into, and I'm glad it's finally out of the swamp, and where it will hopefully be put in a position to be saved.
Yeah. I mean, there's been talk about it going, being restored back to flying condition. Nobody really seems to know what's going to happen to it from now on out. There's been some speculation that it's going to come over toward my general direction and be stored possibly down at Pima Air Museum. There's been some talk that it was spotted on the I-10 coming this way as of last weekend. But as to the official deposition of the airplane or what their short-term and long-term plans are, you know, who's to say right now, but at least, like you said, it is out of the swamp, and it's no longer in the muck and in the wet, you know, humid climate over there anymore, and at least is in a position to be saved and stuff. Another airplane that didn't fare so well, and it actually unfortunately is in the muck and the I guess in a lot wetter of a situation, is the FW-190 replica that was flying around southern France. Had a ditching in the Mediterranean Sea this past weekend, and luckily the pilot's okay, but the airplane is definitely underwater, and there are pictures linked from Wix this week. Jim Harley, our good friend Jim H, who posts regularly and was on the show last week, he popped some stuff up there, and there's actually some rather striking underwater shots that are part of a French forum that he linked to. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty long journey of getting that back up in the air, unfortunately. And hasn't been a very good week for the Focke-Wulf 190, to say the least.
No, not at all.
No. And I mean, you know a lot about the Luftwaffe history. What was the – did you – I mean, looking back through, I mean, was it a particularly difficult airplane? Were there, you know, pilot reports of it being a bit of a handful at times, or, you know, was it just – was it a lot better than the 109?
It was – from everything I've read, it was much better than the 109, especially in ground handling with the wide track landing gear. It had a much better time landing and taxiing. The 109 with that weird V landing gear, the very narrow track, it had some definite ground looping issues. Yeah. As far as being airworthy, everything I've read says the Focke-Wulf is a brilliant aircraft to fly. in the simulators I've played, the one issue I have with it is visibility.
Yeah.
Forward visibility is tough with that big radial engine.
And I'm sure it's even worse than like the TA-152, which is the inline version that came out later on using the same fuselage. I mean, that was even more of a snout nose on the airplane too.
Well, yeah, it had a longer nose and it basically took up a lot more space. It always reminded me of the Corsair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That very long fuselage in front of the cockpit. I wouldn't want to try to land a 152 on a carrier anytime soon.
Yeah, that's right. And we're talking, of course, about the TA-152, not the Cessna 152, which I think some people out there would probably say, yeah, I could land that on a carrier.
Yeah, you probably could.
It certainly doesn't have much of a ground roll at all. But, yeah, it was sad to see that obviously coming in because, I mean, we had a Focke-Wulf 190 having some gear problems and ended up having a forced landing at Lefort. And, of course, now this. So, you know, what looked like a pretty promising flying season for the debuting Focke-Wulf replicas, now it seems like it's you know, been shrunken down to just a few possibilities here in the United States at this point. You know, hopefully we wish the teams the best of luck in getting those back up in the air and at least getting back on the air show circuit sometime soon. But you know, obviously,
definitely,
you know what they say, it just takes money. So
yeah. Yes, and it does take an awful lot of that.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. So I'm sure they'll be passing around the collection plates and stuff. But speaking of collection plates, we would love to collect some calls tonight. Give us a call here, 478-787-4768, to speak with Scott and myself here. I again, Ryan Keough, the co, I guess, co-moderator, co-everything over at Wix. But Scott's really the big cheese, the founder and the guy who started this all 15 years ago. So give us a call, 478-787-4768. It's just 10 minutes after the hour currently. Let's see. Well, the other things that kind of come to mind for this past week, I mean, we've got a very short period of time to go. Geneseo is within only a couple of weeks away now at this point, which is one of the big East Coast gatherings for Wix enthusiasts and Wix fans out there. So, you know,
I think it is the biggest, probably the biggest consistent Wix gathering
mm-hmm.
that we have.
That and Oshkosh seem to be big ones. Of course, you know,
yep.
the back yard of our friend Zach up there tends to be the gathering spot for that area. So that's, we don't have a backyard in Geneseo. I guess the crew tent is.
You have the entire airfield.
Yeah, that's true. It is like a big old.
It's one big grass field, so it's a huge backyard.
You can't beat that at all. And you know, if we get the, we might have to tie them up and ship them north. But we're going to try to get our producer Matt Jolly to get up there for the event this year too. If we can do that, it might take some FedEx know-how, but if anybody can do it, you know, there's a couple of guys down there in Atlanta that know something about overnight shipping. So
hey, now, not much gets my skin up, but hey, listen, I can't wait. I'm getting ready. I'm going to Oshkosh by way of Canada, which makes perfect sense.
Oh yes, if, yes,
of course.
Yeah. It's right on the way. You know, Southern Georgia or South Georgia
right.
to Oshkosh via Alberta.
So the official word is we're leaving out on the 23rd and we're flying to Alberta to go to the Alberta Air Show. And of course, we're not driving. No, we're flying two chipmunks, which yet again has to be what I mean, maybe an oxen cart would be slower, but not much. So we're
I guess you could. Well, what I always think of is that at least you have half the drag of a tiger moth because you've only
right.
got one wing. But it's basically the same, you know, more or less the same almost.
So we're taking the two chipmunks. We're going to go to Alberta and then see that air show and then hop over to Oshkosh and we'll be there. Looking forward to it though. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be very, very cool.
Yep. The clothes will be pretty ripe by then. And, you know, hey, maybe Zach will let me throw a load in the old washing machine before.
That would be good, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. So,
now, my question is that with chipmunks, will you get the Warbird arrival or will you have to just land with everybody else, you know?
Well, you know, it is, these are, I mean, they have service history. The one that I'll be hopping a ride in has British service history. The other one has Canadian service history. So, you know, hey, they trained a lot of pilots. It's a great little airplane. So
Well, and it's a perfect year to do it. You're going to be doing something that's very historic too, because this is the 70th anniversary year of the British Commonwealth Air Training Program. Now, granted, the Chipmunk came a little bit later on, but the fact that you're flying in an RCAF airplane, that's a good mix.
Absolutely, with an old Canadian fighter pilot too. So
exactly,
we're
exactly,
going to have a blast,
so.
Man. That's going to be so much fun.
It will be.
I wanted to say,
I have
again,
a question
Scott,
about
great
Chipmunks at Oshkosh.
Yes.
When you park them, do you put a tray full of oil absorber, or do you just put shredded newspaper underneath them?
Shredded newspaper and peanuts, I think, is the problem.
There you go.
Yeah, and nuts. Lots of nuts.
So you have to put them on a wheel.
Let them run. Yeah.
Yeah. Get them tired for the night and stuff.
I don't know. I'll let you know, though. But, Scott, it's great to hear you, man. It's great to have you back on the show. And, man, 15 years of Wix. I can't believe it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
We almost need to get a patch commemorating that, so that we could give out to all of the various pilots and folks that all of our members. I mean, if you got a flight suit, heck, we'll slap one on you and stuff. 15 years of Wix. Yeah, there you go.
Cheers.
That's a good idea. We should probably seriously think about doing that.
Yeah.
And well, you know, unfortunately, you know, that gets added to my list of things that Scott has requested of me for several years previously, of all the things that, you know, graphic design projects and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I'll just hide my head in shame from that one for a little while. Please, somebody bail me out. Give us a call. 478-787-4768. 478-787-4768. Or chime in wix@warbirdradio.com. We'll get us an email over here if you got a question to ask Scott or myself or Matt this evening. Real casual, laid back type of thing. So
it's almost time for after hours at 14 past the hour here, or 15.
I think so. I think Don is going to be getting on a little early. And so
I'm almost out of whiskey. I need to go. This is the 8 o'clock show. You know, I'm allowed to put my feet up here and
see. It's only 5 o'clock over here, so it's just beginning to be happy.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know.
Yeah, it is.
Tell you what. I had a hot flying lesson today, and I'm not talking about the instructor. It was flat out hot. This evening, I mean, it was, you know, when you like hear the cicadas in the summer, you know, and you're, yeah, exactly, and you're like walking out there, and you're like, man, it's like, you know, the Wild West, or there's not a breath of wind, and it was just hot, but I still had fun. Hey, you have a call, Ryan. What do you?
Oh,
lo and behold,
hey, look at that.
Lo and behold, here you go, bud.
Hey, welcome to Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Who's this evening?
Oh, Ryan, you asked for somebody to bail you out, so I'm going to jump in. It's David from the Warbird Heritage Foundation.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Scott and Matt, doing tonight?
Well, I think everybody's doing great. Scott, you still?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get some more whiskey, and I'll be doing great. Yeah.
It's
well after 5 o'clock here. It's 8:15.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Talk amongst
yourselves. Sounds like he's getting ready for Wix After Hours.
Yeah, that's right. Getting ready here. Exactly. Getting ready. Glad you called in tonight, though.
What's up, David? What's new and exciting over in your neck of the woods with Warbirds?
Oh, well, I can finally say the T2 Buckeye has rolled out the door, and we can see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow. That is awesome. Keeping the Jet A pumping up where you are. That's great. So,
we'd like to burn some 100 low lead, but that'll happen shortly with the Sky Raider.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And burning and oil too. Obviously the petroleum companies love you guys. So. But
especially the Sky Raider would say ridding the earth of fossil fuels.
I hear they're having a half-off sale on the Florida coast right now. You might just take your own dog hair and sop it up, though.
Yeah. May have to burn. We'll just you know, tap a refinery all the way
that's
up to
right.
Illinois.
So. You drag all you can take back with you. So there you go.
So how did things go with the T2? Everything check out okay, and everything all fine and dandy? She signed off for flight, ready to go?
Flew today, so yeah, it's good to go. Actually, pleasantly surprised that we didn't find anything out of the ordinary. Every year you find just something light in an area that you may have overlooked the year before. So every year they just keep getting better.
Hmm. That's awesome. I mean, that means you must be doing something right, you know, because there's that entire word preventative maintenance out there, and you're preventing next year from being a headache and that kind of thing. So must be meaning that you're doing something right with that. So.
Well, you know you made the boss's day when he gets back with the T2 and he shuts it down and he's got a grin from ear to ear.
It doesn't give you one of those papers that has a little list of things that went wrong. Well, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah. So will we be seeing the airplane? We'll definitely be seeing that at Oshkosh, I'm guessing. And we've been talking. I know we were talking about the A4 before, and the Sky Raider now, obviously. But any other surprises that coming down the route at this point?
None that I can publicly discuss, but yeah, there's going to be some minor things we're going to do. There hopefully will be a pretty neat debut for us anyways of an airplane at Oshkosh. I mean, it's been there before, but we're doing a lot of work to salute the veterans. So it's going to be kind of a neat surprise if everything can come together. We're well into crunch time with Oshkosh, not too far away. So that's going to be kind of neat. Gosh, there's so much going on, it's kind of hard to really pick just at one thing. We start our air show season next weekend with the F-86 going to Wright-Patterson and the T-2 going to the Quad Cities. So we're officially underway with airplanes heading out finally for air shows.
That's great. Get some of those appearance fees in the bucket to help pay for what you've done so far to keep the airplanes going and stuff. So that's great. Absolutely fantastic to hear that you guys are making some good forward progress on things. And honestly, it'll be great to see you at Oshkosh. You know, I'm planning on being up there, like we all said. And I'm very glad that we talked, I think, in 3 or 4 shows ago about saluting the veterans and being able to, you know, that was one of the best parts about going to air shows like this. That it'll be, and you guys have some prominent spots, so you're going to be hopefully maybe over by Aeroshell Square, did I hear, or the main square, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, as far as I know, we've got Warbirds in Review on the Saturday with the Sky Raider. And then the A4 is going to be there. There was some discussion of something with it, but now it looks like what we hope to do is actually fly it during the Jet Warbird show.
Okay.
So one thing, fly it in, but then again, fly it in the show, let some people see, you know, the bird that sat there for 17 and a half years actually burned some Jet A. So we're looking real forward to that. Those are really the only two that we've got scheduled that'll be there the whole week. The Buckeye may show up for a day or two, but last year was just really tough on Sean and myself, maintenance-wise, with 6 airplanes there, and you're trying to keep them going, and F-86 flying every day. It's pretty tough. So
yeah.
We've scaled back, and we're just going to really bring 2 this year, and working with Zach with the Salute for Veterans to really focus on those 2 airplanes and pay attention to the people that really like them and talk about them, show them, let them enjoy them, so that we don't just keep them in the hangar for ourselves.
I think that's fantastic. I give you a big old salute for that one. I'm actually curious, because this is one of the things, obviously, when we're talking about the Geneseo Air Show coming up, is that how are any of the Jet Warbirds at all capable? I mean, I know I've seen them operate off of unimproved airstrips in wartime, but these days, I mean, with insurance requirements the way they are, or even maintenance requirements, obviously, you don't want to have to deal with some of this stuff. But turbine Warbirds, I mean, can they be even operated off of turf these days at all, you know, depending if it's long enough and hard enough during that time?
You hit the big nail on the head with insurance and the safety requirements, and really, no, not the best thing to do. Unfortunately, there's probably a picture or two of us at Oshkosh one of the first years we took the T2 up there, and the controllers were, you know, pushing the guys to get off the runway, and yeah, the T2 did taxi across the grass briefly, and no foul, no, you know, harm to the airplane, but no. We would never take it in there, and I don't think that there's really anybody out there I could think of that has a Jet Warbird that won, you know, the cost of it, the cost to keep it going, and the risk you would put yourself in if you did that. So I'm going to say from our viewpoint, no. You know, there's always other people with a different viewpoint, but I've never seen it yet, and I think you'll probably get 100% that say no, they wouldn't do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I think the only two that I've ever seen that have operated off of turf, L-39s, just because they sat so high and they were, you know, that was, you know, probably this was Dan McHugh, so this was probably back almost 10 years ago, so insurance requirements probably were a heck of a lot less. And they had Fuga Magisters for a little while out there, which I thought was kind of odd because they're very low slung, and I would think that it would be really, really difficult with those. But, you know, that was probably, add 10 more years onto it, 20 years ago. So, I mean, that was a completely different operating environment, completely different Warbird environment back then, too. So, you know, but, yeah, heck, there's a lot more these days. There's probably a lot more publicly operated regular asphalt fields out there anyway. So we'll be seeing you guys anywhere that there's that. So most air shows are off of that. So, hey, that's great, though. So.
Yeah, give us at least 6,000 feet, and we can pretty much get just about it. You know, the three that we really take to the air shows, the A4, the F-86, and the Buckeye. And that's plenty for us to get in and out. So.
That works for us too. I mean, and what other air shows besides Oshkosh? And you mentioned Twin City, or Quad Cities, you've got coming up here. But what other big air shows do you guys have on the docket? Are you going to be making it out to Thunder over Michigan this year with anything, or any major other air shows?
You know, I've talked with one of the guys about just popping over to Thunder for the day, but really with the bombers and the B-17s, we haven't gotten any requests for them this year, which we understand. We're kind of not their theme and their limelight, so if we're available, we might pop over for just the day, Saturday or Sunday, and say hello and see what's there. But I think maybe next year for us, the focus with the 100th anniversary of the Navy aviation, we'll see what Thunder brings, and maybe the A4 will end up over there next year, and or the Buckeye or whatnot in celebration of the Navy.
Yeah, that would be great to see that. And honestly, I'd love to see the other two A4s that are flying too, actually, the TA4s, one down here in Arizona and the one Collings Foundation operates, come up and have you guys do a three-ship, because I think it would be great to see the Scooter, you know, side-by-side again, a sight that you haven't seen, at least in the States, for a long time. And prior to that, the only place you saw them was in New Zealand with the Kiwis down there. And they've, of course, you know, they're no longer doing much of anything with it anymore either. So that would be great. But certainly, you know, we'll look forward to seeing you guys this year at all the air shows that you've got booked for this year. And you know, wish you best of luck with the maintenance on everything this year and keeping them flying. So,
well, thanks for that, Ryan. And I have a question for Scott. And you know, I've done a little bit of support just as myself. Of the Wix website, and he said 15 years, and it just kind of floored me. But Scott, you know, what do you need from us? What can the museums do? What can Wix members do? You know, besides a cash donation, there's plenty of projects you have your hands full. Is a donation the best thing to help you continue the website and do another 15 years? Kind of give your thoughts on that. Let us know, and I'll kind of let you guys have the show and the lines back, and I'll just listen to what we can do out here as members and museum folks to help you out.
Well, the subscription, doing a subscription or a direct donation, that does help. Me and Ryan are working on Wix 2.0, so to speak, with redesigning the site and trying to make it more useful for other people. The big thing is you just keep having patience and send in updates to on aircraft that you might be involved with or know about, pictures, information, that sort of thing is most useful at the moment. You can send any submissions for the registry to submit@warbirdregistry.org, and you can send anything else to editor@warbirdsresourcegroup.org. And basically just information. And if you happen to know how to do some HTML coding, then let's chat.
Yeah. Yeah, that I will definitely agree with is that, you know, I think probably one of our biggest needs right now is a good developer, a person that knows, you know, the database backend, and you know, maybe a little bit of PHP, maybe a little bit of SQL, maybe a little bit of ASP. You know, there's a lot of different ways, and I think Scott hit it right on the head. But the biggest thing that is that you just can't get, no matter how good of a site you've got, if you don't have the content, or if you don't have the contributors, you don't have the the meat and the potatoes of the site itself. So, I mean, continue being active on the forum and post things and be active in the community, because that's part of, you know, that's part of getting involved with Wix, and then, you know, submitting photos and keeping us well fed with content. That's, you know, that provides the basis that we can build the site off of, and hopefully with this new format that we've got, it'll be a, you know, much more socially, I guess, enabled version, where you can just submit photos directly to an aircraft specifically, and it just goes through a moderation process, and then boom, it's up there. So hopefully that comes underway. But yeah, I will agree, every little bit counts and every little bit helps. So but we're going to take a quick break, if you don't mind. And Scott, you want to stick around with us here for a little while longer? I mean, we're just going to have some, you know, good old chit chat here on the second half of the show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with you here at the Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Again, give us a call, 478-787-4768. 478-787-4768. We'll be back with you in a few minutes here, Wix Warbird Weekly Live.
This is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
Before the dust settles in Berlin, a rift begins to grow between the strongest of wartime allies. America has the bomb, developed with British help, but President Truman has no intention of honoring agreements his predecessor made with England. If the island kingdom wants a nuclear weapon, they'll need to build one for themselves. The race is on for Britain to develop an atomic weapon of their own. But solving that is only half the equation. They will need a way of delivering their weapon into the heart of their enemies, to harness the power of the British jet engine. Or perhaps to forge one from a civilian aircraft already in development. Can the world's first jet airliner be reshaped into the world's first jet bomber?
This is Leon J. Delisle, the creator and producer of An Airman Story. You can catch our show several times each week on Warbird Radio. But for more information on our project, please log on now to anairmanstory.com. We are a 501c3 corporation and depend solely upon your gifts. If you would like to help us preserve history, visit us online today and make a donation. Many thanks.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hello. Hello, Matt. Are you sure this thing's on?
Yeah, Don, the mic is hot.
Oh, okay. Let me show you how to lay this down.
Hi, it's Don Kennedy, host of Big Ben Jump, and you're listening to Wix After Hours.
Oh, yeah. You weren't expecting it so early, were you, folks?
It was a premature show.
Don't say that. Don't say that around Don. He gets really, really upset.
So, yeah, I know. No way. I just couldn't resist tonight. So,
this is Scott's first Wix After Hours.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to the club. The fez is on its way to you. And we had to back order the pipe and the smoking jacket. So,
right.
You know,
Okay, I'll make sure to keep a lookout for those.
Yeah, it's a unique club here, so.
Where the lines between propellers and passion are skewed. Are blurred. Right. Blurred in the haze that is. Yeah, well, welcome. It's Wix After Hours, and of course, phone lines are open, Ryan, as they always are. But, you know, I want to make a comment. I almost posted something the other night on, you know, I'm kind of a lurker, but there was a thread on Chris Henry. I don't know if you know the one I'm talking about that Bill Greenwood posted. And I have to say, Chris really did. He's the kind of guy that will really take a bullet for his friends. And he did. He took some bread to the head the other night and at the dinner up at Reading, PA, that got sort of out of hand. And he did, man. He took some, I mean, like the kind that's dunked in water, you know, and gotten like really, you know, nice and then a good throwing by, I don't know who, I don't know if it was Rob Payne or Scooter Yoke. I don't know who actually popped him in the head a time or two, but it was a pretty solid strike. And, Chris is a good guy, man. And Zach owes him big because, you know, Zach, I think, was in the line of fire. And, that's all I'm going to say. Chris Henry, great guy. I salute you, Chris Henry.
was it the president, you know, style where he was jumping in front of him and, you know,
it was close. Yeah, as close as we could without going into the spaghetti. Yeah, it was a great time, but nonetheless, a fun dinner and we all had a great time. But and I think they were all aiming at Gary Velasco, not Zach Boffman.
Well, you know, Gary can protect himself.
Yeah, and Gary doesn't throw like a girl. Gary can hit some shots, man. He could angle it off the, you know, the whatever the pictures were or whatever, and he had a good time.
You can get the highlight kind of style of things.
He did a good job.
Well, Warburg guys, we're good at deflection shooting.
That's
exactly
right. That's right. It was a fun night, but my hat's off to Chris Henry. Great guy, and what an awesome. That was kind of cool to see that, though. So.
Were there any tracer rolls?
No, but you know what? The waitress really got upset. I mean, she really did get upset. And after she got upset, we didn't see any more of her after that. So, what are you going to do? You know,
it will never be the same at Boca de Beppo.
No,
anymore.
It'll never be the same. But it was a fun dinner, and my hat's off though to Chris. He's such a cool guy, and it was a fun time. The second time that was my second Wix gathering. And they're all as fun as the first two. I can't wait for the one at Oshkosh. That is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, I think I'm going to FedEx you up to Geneseo because that might be the way I'm getting out there too. So
the only problem is I'll be in Canada. So you're my Geneseo. You need to be the Geneseo rep.
Right.
We'll be in Alberta.
You're going to be taking way early. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, there's a lot of guys that come down from Canada. You could just, you know, hitch on to, a DR1 or, any one of those things. You know, just latch on the back. They'll give you a tankard of Labatt.
And then fly back to Oshkosh. Right. Yeah, let's see. There's a brave soul that is dialed in tonight. Let's see who this is. Good evening, caller. You're on Wix After Hours.
Scott, Ryan, Matt, Paul Gordon from Denver, Colorado. How are you doing?
Hey, Paul. What's going on?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, just thought I'd call in and say how you doing, and wanted to tell Scott, you know, congratulations, 15 years Wix. That's pretty sweet, so not a bad deal.
Although I think it's grounds for a judgment of insanity on my part, but but thank you.
You had a couple free drinks. That would be the deal right there. But yeah, it's been pretty busy up here. Well, it's starting to get busy up in Colorado. Busy for being, you know, in Colorado. We've been doing a lot of. There's a lot of air events coming up, and we've just been taking pictures, John Little and I, and a couple other Coloradoans. So,
yeah, and you guys have had B-17s out the yin-yang up there recently.
Well, yeah, we had Aluminum Overcast, and the EAA group came through, and the plane was looking real nice. They repainted the tail. Unfortunately, they had the 2 days of some heavy rain there, but we got some nice flights in, and the crowds are always, you know, good. They come out and see the plane, and it's just a good, fun time. It's kind of one of the highlights of the year. Got that and got a couple other little air events coming up. And I think we're having, like, Spirit of Flight days later on in August. So it's going to be a good, busy summer. That's always the best kind.
Well, and I know Joe, our producer Joe, is going to be out there with the Collings Foundation here in a few more weeks. So you'll get more B-17s and, even a B-24 in there.
That's always great when those guys come up. I think they're coming up around June. July 9th, and it's always fun to have them up here because they bring all their planes up, and it's a great crew, and we get to, you know, enjoy some nice warbird sounds flying over the houses and stuff. It's great. So
always
have a good time. But just wanted to call in and say hi, guys. Love the after hours. Pretty cool.
Hey, thanks, Paul. I'm going to grab this other call, Paul. Thanks for calling in, though, buddy. Call in anytime.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Paul.
So we'll see if we can't grab this other one here. Let's see. What do you know? They're calling in like crazy tonight. That's always fun.
Exactly.
Let's see. Caller, you're on the air, though, with Wix After Hours. Good evening.
Hello. I heard you guys were talking about Stearman's tonight. Was there any truth to
that? Oh, I know who this is.
I know who this is.
Our wing walker.
Yeah. How are you, Carol? Hey, what about that bear you bagged the other night?
It wasn't my bear. I didn't bag it. Somebody else bagged it. I was just posing with it. You know, it was a big bear. I decided to show my American friends, and I told them black bears are big where I come from. They're big. I mean big, big.
Wow. So was he asleep, or is he really asleep, like still asleep?
Oh, no, he was just having a nap.
Oh, okay.
In the dead way.
Yeah, he was thoroughly asleep. Right. I couldn't tell.
Yes,
I didn't
he had been thoroughly hunted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was a nice...
Well, my question this
nice
evening
pair.
Is, I tried to put my steer in on a money-free diet, and that really isn't working. I'd like to know if anybody else has had any success with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's called a for-sale sign, and...
okay.
Yeah. Works the other way around, though. Yeah, it's a... Yeah. Oh, man, Carol. Is something bad wrong that happened, or is it just...
Oh, no, it's just, you know, actually, it's been doing really good this year. I shouldn't complain. It's my wife that's giving me the bigger part of the grief this year. But, you know, the sermon's actually been doing really good this year. In the beginning, it was a bit of a challenge, but now that we got everything sorted, I mean, you know, I can't complain. It's doing a really good job for me, better than I ever expected it to. The performance levels on it are just through the roof right now.
Well, that's awesome. Are you going to be at the Alberta show by chance, Carol?
No, I won't be able to because I will be in Elmendorf, Alaska, and even though the air show is the week prior, believe it or not, I don't have enough time in a week to get from there to Alaska.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a trip. Holy cow. I remember this isn't the first time you've made that trip either. I mean, this is what is it? How many years now that you've done the Elmendorf show?
The last time I went up was in 2006, and this will be my second trip up there. And, you know, I mean, it's a great drive. Wow, it's an awesome part of the United States. I think everybody should take the time, if they can, and just drive up there at least once in their life. You have no idea what you're missing. You guys have a beautiful backyard that's totally unexploited up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plus, you're driving up on a historic road to the Alcan Highway that was built during World War II. I watched a great documentary on that not too long ago, and that was really one of the – I never even realized how much the U.S. Army and actually a lot of, you know, black soldiers had to actually, you know, put that together and do something that was nearly impossible to do, but they did it, and they did it well, and it's the fact that it's survived for so many years and has done so well with it. I mean,
well, I don't know if it's lack of traffic, but it drives real well.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, Carol, I just want to say this for the record, and I don't care if N3N Jeff is listening. I am glad you weren't on that Stearman at DCA last week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Copy.
Yeah, that would have been that would have not been fun. But you know, hey, any thoughts from your perspective on? You know, maybe what?
Absolutely. You know, the last, actually, there were two accidents last week that I witnessed that both steermans were sitting on their top sides. And I said it before and I'll say it again. If you're a wing walker, you do not want to be landing and taking off on top stanchion ever. And that is why these airplanes always tip over.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know? That's true, because you always do the takeoff, or you always do everything from the rear, you know, from the front of the airplane when you, you know, when you take off and landing is normal, and it's only once you get up in the area that you transition to the top.
She's brushing her teeth so she can do that pose at the very end when they're taxiing back to wave, you know, get all the bugs out.
Yeah, that's true.
She's brush of teeth.
Right, reapplying lipstick. Yeah. Carol's in there combing her hair, you know? Yeah. Don't be fooled by that.
No, we
folks.
Try not to keep stray beauty products from floating around the front cockpit. My pilots get a little irate at me when they see things go by their head.
Oh, man.
There's a big Suave in the cockpit, Jack. I hate Suave. I hate him.
Oh, man. This is what happens on After Hours. Carol, we'll give you a little bit of the music here tonight and see if you can come up with a better Wix After Hours line here. We'll let you lay it down here for us, Carol, as we head into this next segment here. But we'll give you a shot here, Carol. So here's your music. And give it your best run whenever you're ready.
What am I supposed to do here?
No, this is Wix After Hours. Now, the line is where the line between propellers and passion is blurred. You're listening to Wix After Hours. So here, we'll give it to you one more time here, Carol. We'll let you try it again. Now, this is new. So try it again here. You have to say it like you mean it, though, okay?
Salt. What am I saying?
This is Wix After Hours. Where the line between propellers...
I'm supposed to say, this is Wix After Hours.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just a wing walker. You're blowing me away.
Let's try this again here. We'll try it again, and we'll give you the count of three now. This is nothing, because Ryan does it. And he sounds like he sounds like Etta James, but here you go. We'll let you try it again.
Excellent.
One more time.
This
here you go.
Join us for cocktails.
And black bears.
And bears.
Stuffed black bears.
Gosh. we gotta let Scott try it eventually, but more whiskey for Scott. So, Carol, thanks for calling in tonight. I can't wait to see you at a show here real soon, and I'm looking forward to that. You know, hey, listen, I'm taking the 5-week challenge to finish my private. Now, you could be from Alaska to, you know, Alberta if you're flying the thing, but maybe not.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm going to go do it. I'm doing it.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm going to get it done.
You'd have all that PIC time just flying chipmunk along, you know.
Yeah, right. At 85 knots. Here we go.
It'll take you 5 weeks to get through the mountain range and a chipmunk, so go for it.
Yeah, I'll get all my time.
Carol did it the Canadian way. I like the way she says chipmunk. It's more like chickmunk, you know, because I hear that all the time where Canadian guys say it. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I think it's the bagged milk that makes everybody, you know, sound different. So.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for calling in tonight, Carol. It's a pleasure having you on the show, and you're welcome anytime to call in, as you know, and come join me on the morning show again. But it's not as much fun because it's not whiskey time yet.
We don't get to talk about bears and cocktails.
No, not until Wix After Hours. So one time a week I get to let my hair down. But wait a minute.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Enjoyed it, Carol. Take care. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening, guys.
All right.
See you, Carol.
Ryan, Scott, you've managed to slaughter another hour. Can you believe it? I don't know how you've done it, but you managed to do it again, and still just a few minutes left if any of the folks want to call in who are been thinking about it tonight. But man, all in all, I have to say this was a fun show.
It's always fun. See, Scott brings the fun back to the show.
He does. So. He does.
Yeah, I bring the party.
Yeah, you bring the funny.
Man.
Oh, yeah. No, it's cool to hear. You know, I don't know. Did you guys know that? I mean, Carol was featured in Jesse James's Garage magazine.
That's pretty cool.
This past month's issue, you can still pick it up on newsstands and stuff. She's in there, and our good friend Eric Dumigan, who's one of our Wix members, he's a great aviation photographer, has a couple of credited shots in there too. I'm like, you know, that's real Warbird stardom when you can cross the line when you go between a motorcycle mag to a Warbird thing back and forth. That's cool.
I can see Carol doing that though.
Yeah,
she's got the edge.
Yeah.
Well,
there seems to be a lot of crossover between the Warbird groups and motorcycles and hot rods and
right.
I think it's collective insanity. That's the common thread that holds us all together. So.
It's where you spend massive amounts of money on machinery.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'll give you that.
And you sit there, everybody's sitting there with their arms crossed, and all of a sudden a P-51 goes by, or you know, a little Deuce coupe goes by with the you know Scott knows cars better than I do, and they're all like you see big early guys like get all teary eyed and stuff, and they're like, "It's beautiful sound, man."
It's funny what we find beautiful, isn't it?
It is. So. Well, you know, we're also the guys that like the smell of leather and the smell of exhaust, and you know, oh, napalm, rub my hands in that stuff, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's I got to say goodnight. It's time for me to I've got to go see John and Martha a little bit more.
Oh.
I have a date with John and Martha tonight for a little while, and then it's off to bed. So
yeah. Don't go to sleep with John and Martha in your head though.
You know what I did the other night? I had a nightmare about Martha. I did. She was like, you know, hounding me about SIGMETs and AirMets and all that good stuff and the wedding cake, and it was just too much.
Yeah.
I woke up in a cold sweat.
Red over red before bed, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Scary part was she aged about 20 years in the middle of the in the middle of the dream. You know? So that's the part that still freaks me out.
For those of you who are not aviators out there and haven't gone through the private pilot process and stuff, we're speaking, of course, about John and Martha King.
Oh, don't say the names, and they can sue us. Yeah, those people. Yeah,
No, they're great. They have fantastic.
Yeah.
They have fantastic program. It's
great.
You know, lots been doing it for almost 20 years, more than 20 years actually, and they're great. I mean, it's just great stuff. But boy,
I mean, it's like algebra on stage. You know, how exciting can they make it? But
but I mean, they do a great job of it. And I mean, it's like, what is it, about a 20 some odd hours of video, and it's a course. I mean, it's a whole private pilot ground training course.
I'm having a blast. I'm having a good time. I just, you know, man, I'm ready for it to be over with. This weekend it's gonna be over with. I'm on like the, you know, I don't want to say crash course, but I'm on the I wonder if that's where that comes from. But I'm on the fast track, you know? I'm trying to get this finished up as quickly as possible. So
you're on the forced landing course.
Yeah, exactly. I'm plowing right through it. So anyway, having a blast, though. So looking forward to it. But
well, I think it's that time of year, because we had two people from our company out here solo this past week, which is cool. Yeah. And I said, I'm jealous of everybody. I'm like, oh, I wish I could go up there flying. But oh, well.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know.
In due course.
That's right. Well, guys, have a wonderful night. Scott, I'll let you have the final word here and give it your best for Wix After Hours.
Oh, I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah. That's a tradition.
I don't remember what I was supposed to say.
Yeah. It's a tradition.
Yes. It's like the I'm going to Disney World thing. Well, you get to do that too. But
Gordon Bowman Jones. We need to have him.
I was going to say is I'm thinking of doing a 15th anniversary air show tour next year. And
awesome.
I'm doing Geneseo, but I'm probably going to do Chino and Oshkosh. I've never been to Oshkosh, so I'm gonna have to raid the Wix barbecue.
We'll do it. We'll help you out with that with the Warbird Radio, and we'll have some fun with that. But
get the groupies out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
we'll bring them all. So, all right. So
Ryan, get cracking on that patch design then.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All righty. Well, folks, thank you very much again for joining us for the Wix Warbird Weekly and Wix After Hours here this evening. And remember, you can join us again next week like normal.
Yep.
We're here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time here at Warbird Radio. On behalf of myself, Matt, and Scott, thank you guys for joining me tonight. And next week, we'll see you. Have a great night.
Good night, Ryan.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Scott.
Good night, Grandpa.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, John Boy.
Yep. Oh, man.
Good night, Mom.
You guys have fun, man. Talk to y'all next week.
You too, Matt.